Oh, it's ready?
Yeah, we good.
All right.
Welcome to another episode 3 of Real People, Real Superhero. I'm with my dear friend, Nurse Joseph, right now. And the first question I need to ask you, man.
Yeah.
Who are you? So let the people that are watching and listening understand, like, who are you? Like, what do you do? And how old are you?
My name is Jacques. I am a nurse. I work at Advent Health Orlando, and I'm 25 years old.
You're 25 and you're a nurse?
Yeah.
So I know they asking, how'd you do it at 25?
At 25, just, you know, stick to the books, stay focused in school, honestly. If you have a goal in mind, you know, always stay focused to that. Never have any doubts that you're going to fail. And just keep persevering, you know? That's what I could just, the best advice I could give to anybody.
I love that. All right. I always ask this with anybody that comes onto the podcast. What's in your pocket right now? Because a lot of people, they feel like people that have superpowers, because I consider you a superhero.
Yeah.
And you do super things. But people don't realize that they're just like everyone else. So what's in your pockets right now?
My phone.
Phone? Team iPhone, by the way.
My keys.
Keys? He's a regular dude, but he got superpowers. So I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
What is your superpower? What do you consider your, like, your power?
My superpower would just be, I would say, to keep striding. You know, I never quit. You know, I think quitting is just a downfall for anybody.
Yeah.
And I think with everything you do in life, you just got to keep pushing, you know. As much as you might get knocked off, you know, you just got to keep fighting for what you want, you know. Life is full of turbulences. And you just have to, you know, keep God first and
always
just work hard.
Always, yeah. Man. And I think with quitting, it becomes a habit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah.
Once you start doing it, it becomes a pattern where you, every time you feel pressure, you fold under it.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this now. What is your weakness? What do you, like, what are you trying to do right now to fix the things that you're dealing with?
Laziness.
Laziness?
Yeah.
In the nursing?
Honestly, everybody have a weakness, you know.
That's so
especially
true.
Especially being lazy sometimes. You know, as much as you might go hard every day, there's always a doubt in your head that, oh, let me take a break or let me get some sleep. You know, and I feel like that laziness, that's something that everybody have to overcome. Because when you surround yourself with lazy people, you know, you become
it
lazy
rubs off.
As well.
Yep.
So you just got to surround yourself with, like, humble people that's willing to, like, you know,
get strive
you
for
up.
More. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, keep pushing you to go further in life, you know, and just get out that mindset of, like, okay, there's nothing out there for me in this world, you know, and be around people that could push you and say, like, hey, you could do this, and you could go, you know, get this goal and be the best person that you can be, you know.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, for those that are in the nursing school that are in the field right now, what would you say for those who are thinking of doing nursing school or are in nursing school, what is the one thing that you would say for them to keep going? Like, what's one thing if you could talk to them?
Never give up. It's gonna get hard. Nursing school is a challenge,
yeah.
You know, just like any other degree.
Okay.
You know, especially you earn your bachelor's degree
and
your major, you know, with any schoolwork, you know, it's always a challenge. You just gotta keep working hard. Eliminate distractions, you know.
Distractions?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things. You know, with nursing, it's a different type of stress, you'll say. So you just have to know how to manage that stress.
Right.
And also set aside, like, time to study, you know, when to go out, when not to.
Okay, especially so it has to be a balance.
Yeah, it has to be a balance with, you know, telling your friends, hey, I can't go out today. I have to stay in and study, you know, because when push comes to shove, you know, it's you earning the degree. They're not taking the exams for you.
Yeah.
And they're surely not going to take the NCLEX for you. So
what's the NCLEX? He's breaking down terminology. I want my audience to know that. What is that?
So the NCLEX is basically the examination that you have to take by the state to earn your RN license.
So that's like the final thing.
Yeah, the final thing. So once you graduate nursing school, you get your pinning ceremony and everything like that. You earn your degree. And then you have to take the state exam, which is the NCLEX, and then they award you your NCLEX, your RN license.
You was looking good.
Oh, man.
You was feeling good, right?
Something like that. You know, it was a big accomplishment.
Yes.
You know, I got an offer at my my favorite hospital, you'll say, Advent Health Orlando. So it was a big win for me, man, because it was a long time coming, and, you know, it finally paid off.
Woo, that hard work paid off.
Exactly.
There was no shortcuts.
No, not at all.
So are you the first in your family to achieve that?
Yeah.
So that weight.
Oh, yeah.
That weight felt good.
Big weight off the shoulder, especially when you have a lot of people depending on you.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I love that. That's good, man. What about this? What was it like dealing with your first patient?
Very demanding, you know.
Why do you say that?
Patients in the hospital, they're very sick, and they could be very demanding. I feel like when you have a good heart, and you know how to deal with people like that. You know me, I'm an easygoing person, so it's easy for me to like deal with difficult patients. You know, it doesn't bother me at all. So I just, you know, go in there with a big smile and let them know that I'm here to help you. And you know, is there anything that I could do for you to make you know, your time?
You're serving. You're just a servant. Exactly. You're serving, man.
You know, nursing. You know, you like the middleman between the patient and the doctor. Mm. You know, you're here to help them, get them out the hospital, get them to get healthy. You know, and on with their lives.
I love that. I got two more questions for you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The next question is, what's your favorite cereal? Again, I want people to realize that you're a real person, but yet you're a superhero. But so what's your favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The taste that you can see? All right, I feel you on that. Yes, and then the last question that I always ask is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh man.
So that you could look back on this video or listening on this video and then you'd be like, yeah, I did it.
5 years from now, I'm still considering of either doing nurse practitioner or doing a CRNA. So that's still a goal that I have in mind. Just continuing with school. I love school. So
you like education?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Education is power. You know?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah,
you can sit here and talk to anybody, but when they don't have the knowledge, you won't get nothing out the conversation.
Right? No, no substance.
Exactly.
No substance.
So just persevering with my schoolwork, just anything I do in life, you know. I want a nice house, beautiful car, all that stuff. Give back to my
community
family.
And family.
Exactly.
I love it. How can they reach you if they wanted to?
Follow me on IG, Nurse Jacques.
You heard him.
Exactly.
Spell that out, because you know.
NurseJacques. Nurse Jacques.
Hey, you guys heard it first. It's real people, real superhero. Go ahead and repost, like, comment, subscribe. Do what you got to do.
Get your shirt. All
right, get your shirt. We can.
Yes, sir.
That's love, bro. Appreciate that, bro.
Thanks, bro.